Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're like me and you're a basketball fan, then you're loving WHBC right now because we are your home for Cavaliers basketball tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at home against OKC. Ohio State basketball, even though their game got postponed yesterday against Nebraska, right? When they play, you'll hear them here on WHBC. And then, of course, high school basketball on Tuesday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. Whenever they play, our team is out there calling the action for you like they will be tomorrow night at Green High School when Hoover travels there to take on the Bulldogs in a big Federal League matchup. And the man calling the action joins us via the Wake 'em Way hotline right now, and that would be Dan Belford. Bells, how are you today?
Doing great. Bro, man, and JT, how you guys doing?
We're good on this Friday. And before we get into the high school hoops and the nuts and bolts of this interview, Bells, we had a guy on the show yesterday. JT called up a friend as we were talking about great DJs of yesteryear. And your name came up, and this guy's name came up, John No H. Wilson, and he told stories about you and your shopping habits from back in the day. What do you have to say about that?
This guy he called.
It's an urban myth. That's what I'll call it. We did that sort of thing. I mean, you know, I got John and I have been friends now for over 40 years. John was best man at my wedding. I was in his wedding. Ray Hexamer and I were in his wedding. And, yeah, that's true. And I did buy my mom a candle, but I took it back and bought a bigger candle. So just kind of drive the guilt down just a little bit. But, there are many times wherever Pam went for that stop smoking thing, I like to send John to erase some things from his memory to see if we can move forward in that department. But I'll tell you, he's a heck of a guy. And I love your – I got to listen to the podcast today. I caught the tail end of it yesterday. And he's every bit the guy I remember when I first met him back in the 70s, and very blessed to call him friend, 40, 42 years later.
Yeah, National DJ Day. It's one of the first names that popped into my mind yesterday when I was thinking, gee, you know, not just because he worked here at WHBC, but I remember No H from parties and DJ and stuff, and there were so many other names that a lot of people brought up, and it was outstanding. I failed to realize that you guys were that tight. I had no idea he was in your wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I used to hang out. I did the music show at night from, at that time, music, 7 to 11 at night. Sometimes I'd hang out and sit in with No H during his show, and I think he went 2 to 6 in the morning is when he did. And it was just a partnership. And John hit it on the head a lot of times back in that day. Your best friends became the guy on the air before you and the guy after. And we all worked with heroes of ours when we were younger, like Bob Trailing, Skip Borniak, and Todd Taylor was there. That's who hired me when I first came into HBC. And Jerry Vincent, and the list goes on and on, and the news department and so on, JJ and Jim Muzzy. And it was really nice hearing him rekindle some of those stories.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I work for Jerry Vincent at that radio station over in Alliance. What a small radio world it is. We're speaking with Dan Belford. We're going to change gears a little bit right now. We want to talk about some high school hoops, Dan. It seems like the Federal League this year is wide open. Between the Federal League, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're seeing teams with 2 and 3 wins. We got a long jam at the top, and any Friday night can just flip who's going to be either retired or who's going to have it outright. So it's been a fun ride this year coming into the tournaments, where it's only about 6-7 weeks away.
Well, the thing that really piqued my interest was I was going to finish up with between the Federal League and others, who do you right now looks like they've got what might be a postseason run in them?
In the Federal League, I have to look at Jackson and Green first and foremost. I think they have kind of separated themselves, even though the tightness in the Federal League may not say that, because Jackson with only 2 losses there and so on. But I like what Hoover brings. They are a type of team who can just take you out of your dream run on any given night. In Lake, up until that McKinley game, had won 8 in a row and really found their rhythm. Now, since then, they've dropped a couple. Outside the league, we did Louisville the other night, and they made a deep run last year, and they are very, very capable of making that same deep run again this year. They have a lot of the same kids back. They have some new kids they've rolled into the fold over in Alliance. The Aviators are playing pretty well. Those are the teams I kind of focus on now. And on the fringe, on some of the smaller schools, keep an eye and an ear on Marlington. The Dukes are doing some pretty nice things, too.
Bells, how much of a factor do you think this will become playoff time, that while these teams are beating each other up in the Fed, and we may have a three-way tie as Fed champs this year by the time it's all said and done, once they separate, right, they're in three different regions, they break it up a little bit, then these teams could have more success playing outside of the Federal League because everybody doesn't know everybody.
That's very true. Yeah, that's very true. That's well said, Kenny. Yeah, and that's what we find when we see it sometimes in football, too, where you just beat down each other so much throughout the course of the season. Now you're trying to heal quickly and refocus and understand and make kids understand in that mentality that without anxiousness and without anxiety and stressing, then now we're in one-and-done territory. And everything's different. Now we're playing teams you maybe haven't heard of or have never experienced or you haven't scouted, but we have. So it, tournament time is the unknown. Teams that have been there and done it quite frequently, like the Greens and the Jacksons, don't tend to stumble as much as others. So for the Glen Oaks this year, we'll have to see how they react when they get their opportunity. And for McKinley, and those are two teams I like a lot. And they're trying to find that rhythm of consistency. And I heard you say what the game's called off through the COVID tonight.
Correct.
Yeah, I hated hearing that because they both seem to have found a little something. They both have won two in a row. So now one of those teams is going to come away with three in a row with about 5 to 6 games to play in the year. And you just don't know what kind of confidence and momentum you can gain from that. And now that's been taken off the table for them.
I had to hear it, too, because I had a free pass. I was going to go to that game this evening.
How about you?
That's what happens. I mean, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have had no luck at all, Dan Belford.
Ben, I think you and I have been hanging out with the same club there.
And not only that, but we go back. You talked about going back a long time. We both remember vividly when there were four high schools here in town, which brings us back to the Bupp Rarick Award. So there is no Bupp Rarick Award anymore for the outstanding player in high schools right here in city. But who's so far standing out to you as far as individuals are concerned?
Well, I look at the kid we did the other night, Will Aljancic. He lit it up for like 32. He's a 6'2", 6'3 kid, and we watched him since a freshman. And he's a junior now, and he's just an outstanding kid. He plays defense better than he did a couple of years ago. He runs the floor well. He spaces well. And he only needs a couple of inches to get his shot out and to get it going. I like Jahil Graham over at McKinley. I like what J.J. Vaughn is doing over at Jackson. But the core of that team is Sullivan and the guys who run it out front. But J.J.'s added so much to the dimension of their offense. And there's just so many kids. We're seeing some younger guys that are stepping up, doing some nice things, some sophomores. I think of Chance Kaysenheiser over at Lake, who just has distance from wherever he decides to shoot it. Fantastic kid. The young sophomore over at Glen Oak. I love the Odo kid that we're doing tonight for Green. He is a pretty special breed of player. He's already accepted a ride over to Walsh, but here's a 6'5 kid that they put the ball in his hands to bring it up court because basically he can handle the ball, he can see over the defense, and then he just goes into the offensive rotation. He could very easily be Federal League Player of the Year. Of course, he's outside the county. I don't know how that factors in there. But another good kid. And over at Hoover, you've got some wonderful players like Barker and Tanner Ware and Wesley Collins. But Aljancic stands out for me this year. He really does. Sullivan stands out over at Jackson, and J.J. Vaughn stands out a lot over at Jackson, too. And the kid from McKinley, those are the ones that step forward for me as kids who have made an impact this year.
Happy to have Dan Belford with us here on the Kenny and JT Show via the Wake 'Em Way hotline. You can listen to Dan and the legendary statistician, Denny Kincaid, calling the action tonight in a Federal League heavyweight battle between Hoover and Green. Give me your thoughts on this matchup. We had Coach Bluey on the show the other day. Even without Henny, this is a team that's making noise in the Federal League. Green, one of the top teams you mentioned with Otto, as well as some of the other athletes they have from the football team on that squad. Give me your thoughts on this matchup tonight.
Well, the first one went to Hoover, I think, by about 5 points. And the game Hoover played in that first meeting is the game I think they have to play tonight, and that's keep it in that 45-50 range. Odo and the guys at Green would like nothing better than to eclipse 50, push it up to 60, low 60s, maybe 65. Hoover has to stay within their offense. Hoover has to dictate the tempo, and it will really be a challenge for them hitting the boards, because size-wise, there's a little advantage there. There's a young guy for Green that just keep an eye on him over the next couple of years, a sophomore, Jared Taylor. He's already 6'4". I think he's hitting about seven a game, about seven rebounds a game. He shoots 50% from the field. And, man, is he a lockdown defender for a sophomore. And, you mentioned Simmer. There's a Mark Adam. There's Rollison. They've got a nice dynamic of kids who don't get caught up in the stat sheet. They just run the offense, go to the guy with the hot hand. Trey Martin lately has been one of those kids who has been doing some things with the hot hand. But I love what Coach Bluey brings to the table with the Hoover kids. And you go back to that recent game where they had that just collapse in the fourth quarter against Jackson, goes to double overtime. You know you had that game, and you lost it. And 2 days later, you rebound against a Strongsville team, and it was a very convincing win. So his method, his offense, his defense, his philosophy, it just resonates with the kids. And it's just a solid program and a solid team. And this is going to be a war tonight of the Green. I expect near capacity, and it's going to be loud and fun.
Bells, as you look at this year's group of teams in Stark County, how does it compare to recent years? Is it as good? Is it better? Maybe we don't know yet. The second half of the season will tell us. Where does it shape up for you?
I think it falls somewhere, Kenny, between we don't know yet and a little bit better. And I only say a little bit better because we're seeing more teams step up to make it competitive as opposed to one team pulling away from the pack. We thought at one point, and I think we talked a while back, that Jackson was just going to start out distancing people. Well, the sprint became a marathon, and then all of a sudden it became a sprint again, and they start catching each other and start knocking each other off. And everybody is finding a stride now. My concern is for any of these teams, and they know it as well as anyone, that coming down to this final 5 to 6 week stretch, you have to find a sense of consistency to build momentum going into the tournament. And McKinley comes to mind because before the back-to-back wins here, they are gone, I think, 8 straight games where they just alternated win-loss, 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 win-loss. They couldn't put back-to-back wins together. It's so important that if you're playing that way, you don't find yourself at the end of the season saying, oh, boy, we did another win-loss, win-loss to close it out, or we lost two in a row. Momentum is such a key. It's such a confidence builder. And we've got a couple of teams on the bubble like that with Glen Oak and McKinley who have an opportunity to upright that ship to further themselves into the first couple of rounds.
Bells, we always appreciate the time to talk hoops or fashion and stylings with you. Keep up the great work. Keep looking good. Yeah. I see you on Facebook, on Instagram, at the games. Hey, he's given Larry Gothrop a run for his money for best-looking guy in radio.
There's a difference. There's good-looking, and there's a guy that shops at Chess King. That's Bells.
Oh, my gosh. That's a blast from the past there, man. Okay. Yeah, I tell you, you put me on the same level with Larry, and that's something to aspire to. I got my work cut out for me.
No doubt. Hey, Bells, have a great call tonight. We'll be listening, and be safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Be safe. Great talking to you.